G, hurry, this amazing deal is only today. These berries are decadent, fresh, juicy, sweet, shareable, and irresistible. You can surprise her at the office, and her coworkers are sure to be just a little bit jealous, and she'll be overjoyed, and it's going to work out in your favor, I promise you. No nap included, by the way. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berry's incredible collection of gifts. Your gift will be perfectly packaged in a gift box with all of the details taken care of, because that's how Sherry's Berry's gets down. Sherry's Berry's will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. I know this because I had some Sherry's Berry's delivered to the house, and the lady got them, and she's like, this is awesome. They paying you to do this? I'm like, can you believe that? They paying me to eat decadent Sherry's Berry's? Yes, they are. And with Valentine's Day right around the corner, here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or you can double your berries for just $5 more. This is an exclusive offer for my listeners only, nobody else. So you got to use my code JasonG. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right hand corner and type in Jason G. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in JasonG. This amazing deal is today only, so order right now.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please. In honor of and in celebration of Groundhog's Day weekend, Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish is proud to announce that they have extended their 20% off all live fish extravaganza until this Sunday. So here goes, per your request, Blastomussa merletti, Maxima clams, yellow tangs, Montipora digitata, clown triggers, and yes, even the Olano Caro Jacob Freibergi. I think you get the picture. They're all 20% off, and they're all in stock at Oak Park Natural Pet. All live fish, 20% off. All live coral, 20% off. And, of course, all live inverts, 20% off. It may be a good time to spruce up your aquarium for the big Groundhog's Day weekend. It would be their pleasure if you'd sashay into Oak Park Natural. That's Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish on Harlem, just north of Madison, where you always find more live fish.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Sunday on 60 Minutes. A front row seat to the Broadway hit Hamilton. The man behind the award-winning musical talks to Charlie Rose.
The thing about Hamilton is he spoke in paragraphs.
Plus, how good do you have to be to sing for the Pope?
We have a job to inspire people.
Find out when you meet the Pope's choir. A special performance inside the Sistine Chapel. Sunday on 60 Minutes on CBS.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Only 5 home games remain, and tickets are limited. Buy now at NUSports.com.
This bill, being sponsored by Ms. Redonio, is simply designed to target professional athletes and take away their right to health care that every worker in the state of Illinois is entitled to.
That's NFLPA Executive Director Damaris Smith on with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today. The bill he speaks of would remove workers' compensation for athletes in the state of Illinois beginning at the age of 35. It does have the support of the Bears. Smith said his union would discourage players from going to the Bears if this does pass. Now, in a statement released earlier today from the Bears, it said that all major sports teams in Illinois support this bill with regards to compensating wage differential, and you can look that up in the Google's machine, meaning all athletes would still be covered, but teams do not want to be held accountable for athletes of the age of 67, as say a worker would be covered in a normal job. So there are some discrepancies here and some differing of opinions as far as what Damaris Smith is saying and what the teams are saying here in state. Other NFL note being reported by Sports Illustrated, Michael Vick is retiring from the game of football. In the NBA, the Bulls go for 3 in a row as they continue their 6-game road trip. Tonight, they're in Houston with a 7 p.m. tip. In hockey, the Blackhawks snap the 3-game losing streak with a 4-3 win over Arizona. Tomorrow night, they play in Dallas. AHL, the Wolves host Grand Rapids tonight. Puck drops at 7. In golf, Tiger Woods withdrew before the second round of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic because of back spasms. George Coetzee is a leader at 9-under. Sergio is one shot back. The Waste Management Phoenix Open, Byung-Hun Ahn and Brendan Steele lead at 10-under. Martin Laird, Matt Kuchar sit one shot back. Lefty is 6 shots off the pace at 4-under. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And head on out to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show on February 11th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Be sure to visit Score Promotions from 10 to noon and snag some Score giveaways and see all the new 2017 bikes and ATVs from the industry's leading brands. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
For a number of reasons, all of you in the stadium understand how big this win was. But we have to go to Houston and win one.
You know, I hope nothing is wrong with Robert Kraft.
Hello there, Bob.
But if nothing is wrong with him, he is El Smackito.
Yeah, that's too much limoncello for old Bob Kraft.
Old Smackington.
Understand.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
I love you, man. And I appreciate you.
I hope there's not like a Bernie Kosar kind of bump your head too many times thing.
When it's going good, it's going good. He should be at Steak and Shake with us.
We have to go to Houston and win one.
What did you have, a few drinks this morning? Huh? What are you, Mother Cabrini? You never touch his stuff?
You know, he's up there in the suite with Gronk.
How big this win was.
Yo soy fiesta.
I hope he's all good, because it won't be as funny if he isn't. But
all of you in the stadium.
A wicked buzz.
I just drank Kahlua and hair lotion.
You're gonna die.
Now it's a party.
No more.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, it's not so funny if we found out afterwards he was having a stroke.
Right.
But now we know he was just happy.
When it's going good, it's going good.
Hey, speaking of fun nights and enjoying yourself, if you haven't reserved your spot yet for the 2017 Charity Poker Championship benefiting the One Step Programs and Children's Oncology Services presented by Raymond James, then you're going to miss out. Don't miss out. Thursday, February 23rd, we just had another high roller seat that went off the boards there.
So high roller.
Filling up our high roller tables. That's for some of the serious players. But look, it's a great night for a great cause. We are raising money to help kids with cancer and leukemia via the One Step programs to help just make them happy. And what we do is we all get in a room at the Montgomery Club, 500 West Superior Street, and we eat and we drink and we make fun of each other and we play poker. Incidentally, there is a poker event going on that is a play-in for the World Series of Poker. And for just $275, you can get your shot at winning that $10,000 value prize, that seat at the main event in Las Vegas. Also, everybody at our final table is going to get prizes, thousands of dollars worth of prizes, prizes for knocking out our celebrity bounties who always have a wonderful time. If you just want to spectate, want to hang out, eat and drink whatever you want, hang out all night, it's $75, which is a great deal considering the quality of the food and the drink. But do check out everything we've got at onestepcamp.org. That's onestepcamp.org. We also have it on pinned to my Twitter page. You can visit on Twitter at Midwest Poker. All the information. We thank Raymond James for being our title sponsor. We thank David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage for his support as well, and also Associated Agencies for lending their support. But it is a great, great night, and you never know how registration goes. Sometimes there's this huge late rush. Actually, every year there seems to be a crazy late rush. We are going to be, people have asked, we are going to be doing some giveaways for some seats. We had several people purchase seats that they want me to give away. Actually, David Hochberg has bought two. State Rep Mike Zalewski bought a couple, as he often does, that he's going to give away. We had somebody anonymously on Twitter buy three seats, including a high roller seat. The first time we've ever given away a high roller seat, and we're going to do that on this show as well. But right now, you want to place your bet on One Step programs. Go to onestepcamp.org. Check out all the information. If you are a serious player, you can do the math of the rebuys and the add-ons and figure out if you want to do the high roller advantage that gets you a closer proximity to that final table opportunity. But it's just a fun night, and it gets crazy as the blinds go crazy, and people are watching. And
you hear the eruptions from the tables.
Yeah, like, it's fun. You get somebody on a bad beat right there, mm-hmm. and you see them racing to the bank to buy back in, and it's all to help the kids. That's the most important thing, is that this goes to help fund programs so that kids with cancer and leukemia can have a childhood, can experience these simple joys. And with the One Step programs, we empower kids who have cancer, encouraging them to take on the world. And part of the way we do this is because you play poker. So for February 23rd, you got time. We have seats. So grab one for yourself or for a loved one as a gift. Go to onestepcamp.org.
You know, we're on the precipice of the Super Bowl. And, you know, I was thinking about what we talked about this entire football season. Until around week 10 or so. And that was the ratings and how the numbers had been down. And maybe it was because of the election, or maybe it was because of other things going on. And then after week 11 or so, the ratings started to go up. And the games, conveniently so for the NFL, got a lot better, seemingly. The primetime games.
Coincidentally and maybe causally, mm-hmm. the involvement of the Dallas Cowboys in more of those games can be tracked to audience size.
Oh, well, they tracked the ticket as well, how the ticket fell once the Dallas Cowboys got beat in the playoffs, what the estimated ticket for the Super Bowl was going to be. But I was thinking about it, Dan, how the NFL, with the rules changes every single year and all the stuff that has gone on, from the CTE stuff to domestic abuse being at the forefront with the Ray Rice stuff, how it has person-proofed or morality-proofed itself in a way that no other sport has. And also how we are an event country. You know, we're an event country, and you mentioned how it's not the same as series where you're watching four or five or six games, and how we show up for an event. And I think of the NFL and boxing in the same way, where we've been talking about how dead boxing has been for what, decades now? And Floyd Mayweather is coming off of making $300 million off of four or five fights over the last few years. You know, you can tell me how dead it is. You can tell me how you don't want to watch Tuesday night fights. You don't care about the sport. The sport's dead.
Yeah, but the pay-per-view money is still there.
When it's time to ride out with that $79.99 on a Saturday in May, you're down for the cause, as I am. This will show you the sheer numbers that the NFL will do with another Super Bowl, because we are an event-based society, and we all also understand how they draw in the casual fan and people who are watching for the commercials and Lady Gaga's performance. I was reading some of the stuff from Kurt Badenhausen, I believe it is, from Forbes.com, and the numbers that are in this Super Bowl, whether it be the owner's net worth, the NFL revenue north of $13 billion, the player salaries, as the highest paid player on the Falcons roster is a salary of 15.75. That's Matt Ryan. You know, the ads, you know, NFL ratings were down in 2016 for the first time, as I mentioned.
Which might not be a trend. That we assume that any change is a trend because right. We look at, even if it's, we saw it in the 2 month, the 3 month moving averages, and we say, oh, this has got to be.
Sometimes it's just fluke.
Sometimes it's a blip.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is. And even as everybody wants to write the death of the NFL story. Everybody loves that story. The end of it. And then it plays into the fears of the people who want to take football away. They're mm-hmm. going to destroy football. All these people hate
the
football.
The war on football people.
The war on football people, which is just a joke. That there's a great piece on Sports Illustrated by Mike Rosenberg, too, where he's, for everybody who wants to say, I don't watch because of Ray Rice, or I don't watch because I don't like that Colin Kaepernick and his protest. Nobody like turns on a game and then turns it off because they think of Ray Rice.
Right.
Like you turn on the Dallas Cowboys, you're flipping channels, the game is on, say, oh, wait, I want. Wait a second, I won't watch this because I don't like Colin Kaepernick. I mean, it's easy to say that, but the mechanism, thinking about it, like I won't turn on the TV or
run away from it.
Yeah, right. You might be at the bar watching football, but I have taken a stand.
It's so crazy that you just mentioned it.
It's not true.
I was thinking about the Colin Kaepernick stuff and the kind of text messages that we received on the Spiegel and Golf show that I was working on during that time. And how many people were texting in hell. I had a guy comment on my Instagram page the other day. I watch baseball and hockey because they stand for the anthem. This is months after. And then, you know, I really wanted to tell him, and I guess I'm going to tell him now in this situation here because we're talking about it. The numbers that not only our show, but this station got during the Colin Kaepernick stuff, during the San Francisco 49ers, Brandon Marsh. Oh, my God.
Big numbers.
People were flocking to radio stations to listen to people saying they don't like what's going on or they do like what's going on. The protests, like all the things that you mentioned. So, yeah, I don't think there were too many people saying, you know what, I'm going away from football because of this. And if you did, how are you still away? Because these numbers aren't lying about what the NFL is getting ready to do here on Sunday. And, of course, you'll have the one or two guys check in. I still don't watch it. That's fine. But there are eight or nine people who replaced you after week 11, after week 12, when the games got good and the election went away. And as I mentioned, we're an event society. The presidential debates, whatever you want to do, we line up for that event. This is the biggest event on the sports calendar every single year for a reason.
This is from Michael Rosenberg's SI piece. Here's some context. The Cubs' epic World Series Game 7 victory, one of the best baseball games of all time, had a 25.2 rating. The Falcons' NFC Championship blowout of the Packers had a 25 rating.
It's crazy.
The NFL is still, by far, the most valuable television property in the country. So the downward trend is a trend, of course. Roger Goodell acknowledged the league is closely examining a lot of issues, but there are other factors that don't create easy headlines and make a lot more sense than people are sick of the NFL. They're turned off by Colin Kaepernick's anthem protest, or they don't trust the commissioner. He writes, I've been watching pro football for my whole life. I never once turned on the TV because I trusted the commissioner. Other factors that make more sense. One, Donald Trump. Not a political opinion. Let's change this to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. The 2016 election, unprecedented in American history, let's face it. As a news story, it still has not ended. If anything, the election and the president only generated more interest after November 8th. People only have so much time to watch TV or check the internet. The more they spend on politics, the less they spend on the NFL. There was nothing Roger Goodell could have done about this. And this brings us to Kaepernick and his anthem protest. A surprising number of fans will cite this as a reason they're down on the NFL. I don't buy that people turn off Cowboys-Giants games because they don't like the 49ers quarterback. That doesn't make a whole bunch of sense.
It's absurd.
I think it's more likely we live in fraught times. And for some, Kaepernick is a symbol of that. A lot of fans are more concerned about what will happen to the country than about the NFL. He also says we're measuring interest the wrong way. For decades, it was simple. Higher the TV rating, the more people care. It was never that simple. Baseball, for example, has experienced booming popularity even as national TV ratings have declined.
baseball fans love watching their team, especially live. They don't pay as much attention to other teams as football fans do. TV ratings did tell us a lot about the NFL's popularity. Now, though they mean a little less, not a lot less, but a little, if you want to follow your favorite team and your fantasy team, you can get real-time stats on your phone without actually watching the game. It doesn't show up in ratings, but it is still a sign of people's interest. He said London is a factor. That four games in London means four games played in the early Sunday morning time slot, not a place to build an audience. And he adds Los Angeles. He said, this is a weird one. We heard for years the NFL was foolish not to have a team in L.A. Paul Tagliabue wanted to put a team in L.A., couldn't figure out how.
It was L.A. proof.
Last year, the Rams moved from St. Louis to L.A. Supposed to be a shrewd business move. Maybe it will be. But for 2015, it had two negative effects. It forced Rams games on an L.A. market that had forgotten about the Rams. L.A. was accustomed to watching the best games every Sunday. In 2015, they had to watch a bad team they didn't care about or not watch at all. So it's hard to know about how it affected ratings, but it didn't help. Meanwhile, St. Louis, the number 21 market, no longer had a team. And they did watch their NFL team when it had one. So it's one of several factors. So the NFL is still the biggest thing going in American sports.
Yeah, without question. Without question. And, you know, whether it be the casual fan or the female audience or the younger generation that they're marketing to, the NFL has sprayed to all fields and landed in safely. You know, this is, you know, we're talking about net worths that are tripling in the matter of 20, 25 years. Robert Kraft paid a record $172 million for the Patriots in 1994. This team is worth $3.4 billion right now. 1994.
Think about it. So he paid $2 billion for the Clippers.
Right. Right. Because he knew what was coming. This is the NFL. Right. That's why when I see some of these hockey prices, like for the heritage franchises, and you're like $770 million for the Toronto Maple Leafs, you're like, come on, man. Like somebody start marketing to the people that need to be marketed to for that sport and get those numbers up. But
all they're doing that by shrinking the goalie's pants.
I thought it was his pads.
No, pants.
I thought it was his pads.
They did the pads already. Gary Bettman's got it figured out now.
So they're wearing, the guys are just skating out there in skinny jeans?
They've got it all figured out now. The secret to international success and global domination.
Smaller pants?
Shrink the goalie's pants.
Well, I mean, it's working in high schools across America, so might as well.
The best part is what the goalies have said, like the goalie union.
They're not going to wear it.
They said, that's not the problem. The problem is our ice sucks. They said, you want to increase scoring? Fix the ice.
Yeah.
And they're not
a problem.
They're kind of not wrong, though. If you talk to people, like, there's too much of a variance like playing surface.
Yeah, and
teams like these arenas don't know how to make ice properly, so they're sending like the Edmonton people everywhere to fix their ice.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like the sod father.
Yeah.
Like the Edmonton person.
No, they've got
the Roger Bossert of Canada.
Mr. Freeze is there helping everybody.
Everybody chill.
Mr. Freeze is here.
One of the worst movies of all time. One of the worst movies of all time. With the Arnold Schwarzenegger Mr. Freeze
Uma
character.
Thurman as Poison Ivy.
Was that Jim Carrey as the Riddler too, I believe, in that joint as well? I just remember, that's the only thing I remember is Arnold, everybody, chill. And then, you know, you're like, all right, Arnold, that's enough out of you. But, dude, I am truly looking forward to this Super Bowl and the halftime show I'm actually looking forward to as well, because I kind of dig Lady Gaga. I like big performers, and she's a huge performer, is going to have an outstanding show. But the product that everybody was so quick to say they weren't consuming, and I think a lot of it is because of the games and, of course, what we saw in the election coverage. It's funny that you mentioned that, because I find myself doing things now. Maybe it's because I'm getting older and, you know, I got other issues that I need to worry about more so than just myself now. But I wake up in the morning and I'm cycling through four or five news channels, you know, before I do anything else.
Yep.
And I figure out the scores and all that other stuff by the time I get rolling. But yeah, the things that have taken your attention away because the NFL is what it is, you've come right back to it. And it's rebounded in a way where you're going to see huge numbers for an Atlanta and Boston, Super Bowl. It's going to be quite the show. And I hope the game lives up to it, because we got some crap-ass games this entire playoffs. But just reading that Forbes.com piece, and I'll actually tweet it out, the sheer the monetary value of everything involved in this, it is mind-blowing.
The top of the hour, we are going to talk to Larry Fitzgerald, who just announced he is going to return for,
17th season.
No, it's not. I think it's
75th year in the NFL.
14th. He's going to bang his skull
672 damn
another
years
another year. We will talk to him about that and the Super Bowl and football and life at 5 on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. We had an absolutely amazing week on Radio Row here in Houston. Here is some of the best. Deshaun Watson, Dabo said that if the Browns pass on you, they're passing on Michael Jordan.
It caught me off guard. He just feels that confidence in me and what I can do at the next level.
Antonio Brown, first things first, how is business?
Boom, man.
How tough was it to go into that New England game?
I feel like they didn't get our best shot. Le'Veon going down and we not having a great game plan to combat what they was trying to take away.
We were joined on the set by Brandon Marshall having a diaper on and never changing it. I mean, how frustrating was that for you personally?
Oh, man, the most frustrating thing is the noise outside when you're losing.
Demaryius Thomas.
You know, as I was growing up as a kid, I'm gonna work hard. I'm gonna do my best at what I do. I'm going to be the best that I can, and I'm going to make sure I get my family back together.
I'm Jim Rome.
A vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
1414.
Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
You know, nobody sells for less, and certainly nobody sells for less during Mattress Firm's huge President's Day sale.
Save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands like Serta, Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic. You can even get $500 savings on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets and up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses. This is before the prices go up, so get in there.
And they also have queen sets for as low as $179.99 and something for every budget. And you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. So maybe something you thought was not in your budget very well could be in your budget by saving no interest for 5 years.
If you haven't experienced the adjustable base from Mattress Firm, you really don't know what you're missing. So go in there, ask about it, and then you can experience it for yourself. Maybe you have sleep apnea, maybe you got a heartburn issue, acid reflux, snoring. Sometimes there is a very simple solution to this that involves a very slight elevation of your head, maybe just finding the right permutation of that adjustable mattress, and it will be life-changing for
you. You go to mattressfirm.com to find a location nearest you, and while you're there, ask about their Sleep Happy Guarantee, and then they'll go over their delivery process with you as well, and if it's not delivered within your designated delivery window, your delivery is free. They'll tell you all about that as well, too. They take care of you from start to finish. Let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. So take advantage of the President's Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head.
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move!
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Promo, regular rates apply.
Hey, mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. They are a bank and they still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you?
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Where else?
It starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to...
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0, he's oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
1,000 mole fried chicken.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Rhine Arena this season. Only 5 home games remain and tickets are limited, so buy now at nusports.com. In the NBA, the Bulls go for 3 in a row as they continue their 6-game road trip. Tonight they're in Houston with a 7 p.m. tip. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they snapped a 3-game losing streak with a 4-3 win over Arizona. Tomorrow night they play in Dallas. AHL, the Wolves host Grand Rapids tonight. Puck drops at 7. In golf, Tiger withdrew before the second round of the Omega Dubai Desert Classic because of back spasms. George Kotsia is the leader at 9-under. Sergio is a shot back. In the Waste Management Phoenix Open, Byung-Hun Ahn and Brendan Steele lead at 10-under. Martin Laird, Matt Kuchar sit 1 shot back. Lefty is 6 shots off the pace at 4-under. And Sports Illustrated reported earlier today that Michael Vick is retiring from the game of football. Keeping your car running at its peak begins at AutoZone. Maximize performance, fuel economy, engine life, and save. Get a 5.25-ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel System Treatment for just $3.99. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
The scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could have a baby.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Dude, you're going at it with Arnold Schwarzenegger. 2 weeks in. How many weeks to go? How many weeks we got?
206 to go.
206?
206 weeks right. to go.
You do like a little countdown, like the old Limbaugh days. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh when I was a kid, and the countdowns that he would do for Bill Clinton would be awesome. Like,
206 weeks to glory?
Yeah, every day. I'm like, that is
dedication.
Some focus right yep. there, man. Like, because, of course, I'd listen to nothing but talk radio as a kid. That's why I'm so jaded now. That's why I'm spoiled. Spoiled meat! Oh, you remember that story?
I do.
Yeah.
That phrase was actually
That didn't come
used.
Up during the Terry send-off. That story didn't come up.
No, not the story that resulted in that particular unfortunate exclamation.
You got a long memory.
Daniel in Willowbrook is on the score. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Jason. How are you fellas doing? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being had, Dan.
Thanks. All right, well, I wanted to reach back to what you guys were discussing before the commercial break about people professing to leave the NFL or no longer watch the NFL over social issues. I will admit to my chagrin that I was, you know, one of those individuals, and I came back within like a month and a half time, and at the end of it all, the only thing that really happened was that I disassociated myself from being a Bears fan and just concentrated on being a football fan in general, and overall, I thought that that was a better way for me not only to enjoy the game itself, but at the same time protest what I thought was, going back to Julie DeCaro's article about George McCaskey and him doubling down on sticking up for Ray McDonald twice. When
yeah, here's the problem with that, Daniel, is that you can't have it both ways, because you know that every single team right. you're watching
has four of those.
I was going to conservatively say at least one. I mean, you have to know that for to have a consistent intellectual position, you, like we say, you would have to not watch Casey Affleck movies. You would have to do, there's a lot of things in your life. If you went through every single product that you consume, entertainment or otherwise,
never listen to a Beatles song.
Yeah,
again.
By that standard, never listen to Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. et cetera. There'd be a whole bunch of things there where you'd be in some trouble.
Well, Dan, if I could just retort back to that, I had no problem. My only problem specifically with what the Bears was doing is the fact that in George McCaskey's position, he was, in a sense, sticking up for the guy, when in reality, when they brought in Ray McDonald, if it were me personally, I probably would have said, hey, talk to Ryan Pace, he's the guy that brought him in, and let that be that. But instead, you know, him just going
It seemed
out-
like he got legit conned, too. By the way, like he allowed that face to face meeting to overwhelm his better judgment. I'm not gonna
see. I agree with what Jason's saying here, Daniel. Is that I don't think George McCaskey made some public statement that assaulting a woman was okay. I really think that he thought that this guy had legitimately changed. I just think George was a rube. I don't think he was evil. I just think he was really gullible.
Okay, no, I actually agree with you. I actually agree with you there, Dan. I've never met Mr. McCaskey, And I'll give the benefit of the doubt since you guys have, you know, experience talking and working with them.
You don't have to have met him. I mean, you can just go by what's said and how it's said and what you're hearing from people. But it's just very difficult to stake out a comfortable intellectual space that is consistent with saying this is not okay and everything else that goes on with every other NFL team it has gone on with those teams is okay.
Yeah, we've talked about it before, like you mentioned with other entertainers, where, you know, how do you separate what you enjoy hearing from them or watching them do?
The art from the artist.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like some of R. Kelly's music, and there are times when the jokes are made or you think about it in your head, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, but I like the Chocolate Factory album a whole bunch. You know, or as I mentioned, you know, you go back to like throw in a Google, you know, like spousal abuse and rock and roll and some of the greatest
legendary stories.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about the Rolling Stones. You're talking about the Beatles. I mean, you're talking about some guys who had some deep, deep issues.
You
but
20,000 people cheering Bobby Hull every time they show
that's
him.
That's still like that winter classic thing. Where, you know, and listen, I'm not going to tell Brett Hull how to respect or forgive his father, but there was a while there where Brett Hull and his siblings weren't speaking to one Bobby Hull and nobody was mentioning, you know, the things that Bobby Hull had said in the past and what he's done in the past. And now that we've got the old internet, it's kind of hard to run from and still has not been apologetic or contrite in any of his past misgivings. So, yeah, that thing. That whole Bobby Hull thing is gross.
By misgivings, you mean spousal abuse, domestic abuse.
I'm talking about some of the things he said as well.
Oh, that stuff about how Hitler didn't stop or was stopped too soon or something.
Population control in terms of, you know, African Americans. Yeah, that kind of thing.
In Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, it is Tom. He's on the score.
Hey, fellas. I guess I was just going to allude back to the ratings issue with the NFL, and it really seems to me that this has just become an issue, and I would have been stunned 20 years ago to say this, but I think the internet has finally just beaten TV. And, you know, I've seen my boys, they have iPhones at home, and they used to watch 10 hours of football a day on Sunday if they could, and we didn't always let them, but now they check the scores every once in a while they do other stuff. And I think it's just an issue of there are too many opportunities to do other things nowadays.
Grown-ups too, Tom, not just kids. Yeah. I mean, you got grown-ups that you're used to having football conversations with or any kind of conversation, and you look over and you're like, man, your head's going to fall off your neck here because it's always in your lap looking at that phone. And I've been guilty of it as well. You know, you're always looking for something else to do during a moment or a stoppage of play.
You want to hear something fascinating? Somebody close to me recently was in the hospital for a standard surgery for age-related spinal stenosis.
Looking at your phone too much.
Well, it's funny. It's very, very common. It's a common surgery. This particular surgeon here in Chicago does like five of them a day, same procedure. And generally, it's people in their early to mid 70s. And I forgot exactly which vertebrae we were talking about. It was like C4 and C5. And he's currently, this doctor is embarking on a study because he's not only seeing it at a now, the very same age-related stenosis occurring 10 to 15 years earlier, but also at a different vertebral point. And through his research and what he's now going to have with a funded study is it's the looking down at the tablets. It's the looking down at the phone. It's the constant. And so this is really good advice. If you're going to look at your phone, don't hold it down here with your chin at your chest. Hold it up here.
Yeah,
it's hard to walk that way. It makes
shoulder level.
It makes shoulder level, even chest level. Instead of dropping it down to your waist, it makes a huge difference orthopedically that I hadn't really considered. And we know that sitting is bad for people and it's bad for your health. That's why they sit in an exercise ball instead. But how about that? How about this? A doctor who this has been his specialty his entire career. It has is already seeing changes to how early this particular stenosis, this particular narrowing,
it's bound to happen,
is onsetting because of all of the down staring.
Yeah.
Right?
The medical ramifications of technology mm-hmm. is bound to occur.
Jeff and LaGrange, you're on the score.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the suffering in the arts and the artists. I am a conservative. I'm a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Northwestern Graduate School. I'm a sports lover. I love Springsteen. I love De Niro. I love you guys. But it's really,
you could be a sports writer with that resume right there.
Yeah, but you know what? It's difficult because my professor at Northwestern has good Twitter, very liberal. The teaching at Northwestern, very liberal.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to sports radio, very liberal. I listen to Springsteen and De Niro's comments, the Oscars, or not Oscars, yet, the SAG mm-hmm. Awards, all these different awards. It's in your face, and I know you have to separate it, but it's starting to become tougher and tougher and tougher.
Well, that's a decision you're going to have to make about what makes you comfortable. Because, Bruce Springsteen is an activist. He's not. It's more. It's more than just that he happens to have liberal politics. I mean, he
and Jeff. There are going to be people that benefit from people like you who are looking to go elsewhere with all their intake and consumption of media. There are people who are lining up to make big, big dollars.
Or how about another outcome? Rather than everybody retreating to just what makes them comfortable, talking, asking questions, and saying, well, why do you feel this way? And maybe it's not black or white.
And not just on social media.
Right.
Like
actually sitting and talking with people and not just tweeting at them or sending Facebook messages, but actually saying, why do you feel this way? And why do I feel this way? And then having conversations about it, and maybe you find a point of comfort you didn't know existed.
So Jeff, let me ask you this. Were you so turned off by, I don't know, Colin Kaepernick or other social issues that happened in this NFL season that you stopped watching the game?
No, that doesn't bother me. You know, it's free speech, and don't get me wrong. Everything that happens with Springsteen, De Niro, radio, CNN, MSNBC, I believe in free speech. It just feels like it's really kind of more in your face than it's been before. Maybe that's because my perspective is different as being conservative with the conservative leadership, where before it was liberal leadership. Maybe I had a different perspective.
Right.
I would just comment on the fact that, and I'm not going to turn things off. You know, I didn't watch any award shows because I want to watch these shows. I watch these movies. I listen.
Well, Jeff, it's an honest assessment of where you're at right now in your life. And you got to admit, Jeff, it's kind of easy to get some of these jokes off about your man. I mean, he's he's a special individual.
Yeah, well, you know, we're holding off hope. You know, that means going to turn out the correct way. But, I'm not turning things off. And I never turn things off in the military with the football because of the military. I really believe in free speech. It's just, and maybe it's just my perspective, you know.
You're getting older, you're getting older and more things matter to you, and you're trying to figure out, you know, it's kind of like when you see the equalizer, when you're trying to adjust the levels, you know, and you're like, let me get a little bit more bass here, a little bit more treble here.
Changes, that's
exactly what's happening to you.
As a conservative, it's been very interesting, you know, being able to complain about Barack Obama for the last 8 years, let's say, and then all of a sudden it being switched where everybody's complaining about the conservative being in. And you're on the right side, according to myself, and listen to that. But I don't remember it being on, with like the artists. You know, I didn't remember anybody complaining about Barack Obama with the artists or with radio or media as much.
I think that's because
those people are coming out now, though, and very, very stridently so. Like these, you know, the athletes that we're seeing say, you know what, I'll help you pack and all that other stuff. Like
To your point about artists, Jeff, I think that is because you just have more of a fundamental crossover in the Venn diagram between the creative community having a certain political bent as opposed to the other. I don't think that's surprising that artists, whether it be music or visual arts or performance art or anything like that, that is sort of the nature of what they do. And it's the nature, it has always been the nature of a rebellious creative class. So For instance,
Jeff, you got a pretty noticeable poster boy for, I won't say the movement, but, you know, Tom Brady and Robert Kraft on Sunday. I mean, you talk about not having those athletes who are behind or as noticeable as the other side had for 8 years. You got two guys that are right there front and center for you that might be hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, and I don't know how that makes you feel any different about the sport.
Oh, I never had a problem with the sport. I think the sport has no problems with the concussions and the No Fun League and all these different things that they have going on. But the interesting thing about Kraft is actually a Democrat, but because the relationship he has with Trump, personal relationship is a different thing. And obviously Brady might be president in 20 years, who knows? But
with his Uggs. But we appreciate the call,
yeah,
Jeff.
As we let you go, Jeff, are you really still hopeful that everything's going to be okay?
Absolutely, I am. I think it's a bit of a time. You know, I think a lot of things that he's said or were portrayed as said were kind of blown out in the beginning and really ran with it, especially with the media that we have. And I think that once everything calms down and he gets his message out there a little bit better, I think things can be a little bit better than the whole country thinks. At least that's my hope.
Okay.
Hope so.
All right. Unfortunately, I think the message is only sharpening.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
There's the Dero. That's what he was talking about. So we're looking forward to having a conversation after the top of the hour with Larry Fitzgerald, a finalist for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award.
That's an AARP candidate as well.
Just a bit on The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, The Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Football fans, the big game between New England and Atlanta is Sunday. If you're having a party, you want to score with guests, visit Paulina Market. You won't fumble by purchasing homemade entrees like chili, jambalaya, the pigskin, summer sausage football, or choosing from 25 brats and sausages. Sack the crowd with appetizers like cocktail meatballs and shrimp or chicken wings. And grab some craft beers or bottles of specialty wine. Make your party a hit. Visit Paulina Market now at 3501 North Lincoln or go to paulina-market.com.
1-877 cards for kids. Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi's podcast From Brooklyn to the World.
Aries, you have a huge pile of projects at work, so let others help you. Taurus, if you're single, this may be the week to update your status to win a relationship. Gemini, a major opportunity is bound to present itself. Make sure you can recognize it. Cancer, perhaps moving at a snail's pace this week may be the key to being productive. Leo, people are looking at you for all the answers, but it's okay to not have them all. And Virgo, make your relationship a little hotter this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, we got to call an audible because it's a sports radio show. We'll be joined by Larry Fitzgerald at 5:30.
Okay.
All right, we just got an email from his people. Run a little bit late, so we'll talk to him at 5:30. So top of the hour, we'll talk a little Super Bowl with you at 312-644-6767, 670-11. The tech zone is jumping off as well, and Twitter as well.
What happens to it's on? Do we? Because all you said is what you're not watching.
Damn. No, I don't want to watch Bulls Rockets.
Why not?
Cause, dude, it's my Friday night. This is when I relax a little bit. When I take myself away from the things that I'm forced to watch, like Bulls basketball.
You don't find it inherently relaxing?
Yeah, I'm good. No. I'm good on that. I mean, they've won two in a row. You know, maybe it's because...
7-0 sweep, too. You see that? They won every quarter.
All right, Dan. What are you going to tell me next? If they go 22-10, you'll be happy with them? Is that what it is? What's that mechanic, Dan? Huh? For the people on watch670thescore.com. What's that, huh? Your balloon not high enough? Nah, Bulls Rockets if you want. You know, you got Hawks Stars tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. I don't want to say it's tonight and have the San Jose Sharks Hawks fiasco.
He's bad hockey schedule, man.
Hockey just happens whenever I turn my TV on. How about that? There's a lot of college basketball to take in tomorrow as well. You know, just trying to build a bridge sports-wise to the Super Bowl. Or maybe you go on a sports fast until all that sports is thrown in your face at 5 o'clock or whatever time the kickoff is for the Super Bowl.
We got our own hockey game on Sunday. Works out nice. Last year we had two hockey games on Super Bowl Sunday. And this year we just
poor scheduling.
This year just the one hockey game, and that's fine. And 2 hours of baseball at the at UIC indoor facility tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
have you been there?
Is that the Curtis Granderson?
Well, the Granderson Stadium is the big outdoor stadium, and okay. I don't know if he gave. I think he also donated the money for the indoor facility. It's phenomenal.
Of course.
Curtis
is A1, man.
Yeah, but to have a place where a team can get together in early February and have a real practice, you know, and not just like, you know, in the cages and stuff.
Be like the Florida and California boys.
I'm just saying
having
it's
the,
funny.
When the year-round facility.
When we were just in Florida. We were watching. We played. It was clearly like a 12U game that was going on. You know, we're driving on 95 there. A bunch of games going on. I said, that's why they're better than you. That's why you don't want to run into them in a tournament, because they will kill you.
That's why they're better than you, as he drives past. And his kid drives, as you pull up to a stop sign or a stoplight, and you pull up to a better car, and your kid's like, yup, that's why he's better than you. Why? I know what he's on now. He likes cars. He's a young, red-blooded American boy.
See, now he's going to go to the auto show and walk around and like come back with a list. Like,
damn,
can I get
right.
This? Can I get
Maseratis
this?
And get this? Audis and Aston Martins.
McLarens.
Got the money. Big Daddy Bernstein,
right.
16th birthday, you trick out a nice little Maserati for him, all chrome.
Yep.
Yeah. That's, Jason, I'm working for you, my brother.
Yeah. All right. You got the score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tiger Woods, but you hear why he hurt his back
while
dining?
He did something for the first time in a decade.
Fly commercial. He did not take his private jet.
Oh, of course he was in
I know, so but that's like a mini apartment.
You or me, we would just take a nap and we would stretch out.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Stop guessing what she wants for Valentine's Day.
She might want this, she might want that.
Just stop. There's no point doing that. It's not going to help you. You're going to do the fail-proof thing that's going to make you look like a pro. This year, Pro Flowers is making it easier than ever. They're taking all the guesswork out. And check this. On top of their already low prices, right now, you can get one dozen assorted roses a free glass vase and standard shipping and handling included. Talked to people before. They said, well, you know, we do this. Then I look at shipping and handling. No worries. This is it. It's all included. $34.99. You go to proflowers.com. You have to use my code Bernstein. Pick your flowers. You check out in 2 minutes. And you know how they stay fresh. You know how terrific they look. They send them here every year. So I always get to see on my own exactly how they back all this up. Order now. Have it delivered on Valentine's Day right to home or work. You can't beat the price. You certainly can't beat the convenience. And ProFlowers is taking care of all the details so you just sit back and look awesome. The only way to get a dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and shipping and handling included, all for just $34.99, is this. Listen up. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Bernstein. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the microphone and type in my last name, Bernstein. Don't wait. Order today because this deal expires today at midnight. So
shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for pre-auto show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the pre-auto show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
1-877 cars for kids. Cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for